Well, a furious Afghan president says U.S. drone strikes have struck a home in Helmand, killing a small child and wounding two women. President Hamid Karzai has condemned the drone strike as yet another example of U.S. disregard for civilian life. The strike comes in the midst of a standoff between the Afghan government and the U.S. over a security deal. Washington is pushing for a military presence in Afghanistan after 2014, along with legal immunity for American troops. The U.S. killing of civilians is a controversial issue in Afghanistan. The Afghan government wants Americans to stop using airstrikes in populated areas, but those demands have so far fallen on deaf ears. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Richard Becker, who is with the Answer Coalition, and he's joining us live now via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Becker, as always, thanks for joining us. Now, you know, the Afghan president says that this is another example of U.S. disregard for civilian life. Is he correct in that?
Well, I don't think there's much question about that. It seems rather amazing that there would be a strike like this at a time when, as you said in the lead, there's a high level of tension in the relationship between Washington and Kabul, with President Karzai over the extension of U.S. presence in the country. And at a moment like that, to have a drone strike, to have another drone strike, I think is an indication of a desire on the part of Washington to humiliate Karzai, as loyal a servant as he's been over the years, perhaps for taking a position even slightly at odds with the U.S. position over the future of U.S. troops. But, you know, it has to be, I think, surprising to many people to see this kind of timing and, again, this, you know, another war crime, really, against the people of Afghanistan.
Mr. Becker, certainly I would imagine that many people would not see Hamid Karzai himself as an innocent player in all of this.
No, certainly not. I mean, he has been the servant of U.S. and I would say U.S. imperialist interest. The U.S. made him the president. They have supported him. They have sustained him. A very corrupt regime. And at the same time, the United States is seeking to gain guarantees, assurances that its soldiers are not subject to Afghan law, that old colonial practice that used to be known as extraterritoriality, absolving the occupying power of having to answer to the laws of the country that they are occupying, no matter what crimes they commit. So, you know, the fact that Karzai has been willing to go along with all of this, the U.S. agenda, for so long, but now it's come to a point where the U.S. is really talking about an open-ended occupation of Afghanistan stretching far, far into the future.
So then, in a sense, Mr. Becker, has this Loya Jirga, the Elder Council, and Karzai's crocodile tears, if I may call them that, has all of this been a charade, in a sense?
Well, I think that what Karzai would like to do for the preservation not only of his own presidency, but of his family's dominant position in the political structure, it sounded like he wanted to get someone else, the subsequent president, the next president, to be the ones to sign an agreement that would ratify the long-term occupation of Afghanistan by U.S. troops, the bases to remain there. And, of course, this is very unpopular with the people of Afghanistan, and as it would be with any people who have lived under occupation for so long, who have been subject to such terrible war and deprivation. You know, that Afghanistan is last in the world and infant mortality rates, absolute last, after all those hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. money that's being spent. So I think Karzai is trying to rescue the position of himself and his own, the grouping around him. But certainly, you know, that doesn't hold anything good for the Afghan people either.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. As always, that was Mr. Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition speaking to us live from San Francisco.